Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Gary Stewart with Conscious Connection. I'm so glad you're listening today because we have a fantastic guest speaker, Laura Rubenstein. She's a social, we're talking about conscious social media for business demystified. So there's many ways to connect online, as you know, with Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. Well, she's an expert for entrepreneurs, and the good news is you can leverage your time and easily move through any resistance to start capitalizing on one of the greatest network opportunities available today. And so we can have Laura speak directly. She actually is a master marketing strategist, a leadership coach, certified hypnotherapist, and she's an author and public speaker as well. We're very blessed to have her be our guest speaker at our HCC meeting in June, on June 11th, which we'll speak about, and our Holistic Chamber of Commerce members will get to listen to this on social networking. So without further ado, let me get Laura on the line. Hello, Laura. Are you there?
Hi.
Hello,
there.
Laura, are you there? This is Gary at Conscious Connection.
Hey, Gary. Great to be here with you.
I'm so glad you're there. I have my internet people coming out tomorrow. I've been having trouble with the modem, so luckily everything's working here.
Wonderful.
That's the price we pay for social networking, modem issues every once in a while. And, of course, mine started yesterday. Anyway, I'm very excited to have you talk to us about demystifying social media for business, and especially all of us that are conscious entrepreneurs, so you have a lot to share, so I'm very excited about it. Well, welcome to Conscious Connection, and I'm also thrilled that you'll be our public speaker at the HCC meeting on June 11th, so we got two birds with one stone today.
Wonderful. I'm excited about both.
Great. So with so many people on social media, do you think it would be a no-brainer to use it for business? And in truth, most people who own businesses have avoided it. Why is there such an aversion to something that can help any entrepreneur expand?
Yeah, it's really baffling, isn't it? But there really are five main reasons that people avoid social media that I've identified, and you'll hear it all the time. People say, I don't have time, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's just another thing on my plate, or it's going to, or they're afraid it's going to take the time and it's not going to be worth it. So time is a big issue. The next issue would be fear of not knowing what to say and the question of having something valuable to say. And just to address that real quick, yes, you have something valuable to say. If you're listening to the show today, you have something valuable to say. There's also the fear of being judged. You know, a lot of people are introverted and are, you know, want to stay private and don't want to be judged. And that's something to kind of talk through and let people know that, you know, for the most part, there are really good people and positive, supportive people out there. And so we don't necessarily have to worry that much about it, especially if you come from an intention of offering good value. So the fear of the next fear would be the fear of bad press or damaging their reputation. The key to curing that one is really taking a look at overcoming, you know, really just tapping in within. And since this is a conscious business radio show, it's all about the gut check. If you're going to post something on social media or comment to someone, do a gut check. And, you know, if it feels fine, if it feels good, do it. If it doesn't, pay attention.
Yeah.
You know, and just, you know, and make sure it's professionally personal, as I like to say, or positive. Yeah. And then the fifth reason people avoid social media is that they have a fear of technology being too complicated, but the good news is it's not rocket science, so it's not that complicated.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I'm sorry,
you were
going to say?
Yeah, a lot of people have that, but the thing is, you know, if you really look at the old style of doing print media, it's so cost prohibitive, and you never know. They say in print media, someone has to see your ad six times before they might write down the website or even call or email you. And the great thing about social media, the digital world is instantaneous, and you can have large groups of people even forwarding an event they can't go to, but they have a friend who'll be able to benefit from any kind of event. So it's just the networking capability and the cost effectiveness is just It's crazy not to, really, if you're in business mm-hmm. these days.
It's really, you know, it's really where marketing is headed and has been in the last, you know, 5 years. And it's getting more sophisticated, but it's still very accessible. I really feel that social media has leveled the playing field for the small business owner because, you know, you used to have to spend millions of dollars to get any visibility out into
right.
the masses. And now you have access to millions of people
mm-hmm.
for very little.
Yeah, and the click of a button to get it out, you know, which we'll do after the show because I belong to about 10 different alternative healing groups. So I send my shows out to there. This will go out to them, plus my HCC contacts. And it's everywhere instantaneously within 10 minutes of us being done with the show. So it is very
Great.
Easy to do. And how do you feel the value is for businesses to be on social media?
Well, I feel that those who have a business that where they would value having people, like you say, talk about them, you know, or
mm-hmm.
they want more traffic to their websites is huge value. And like you said, you know, you put the word out and you're getting lots of clicks on the show and then back to the site and getting more people to your meetings. So if you want more traffic to your website, social media is an awesome place for that. And also there's a huge value in building relationships with your existing clients or customers, your colleagues, which really increases your reputation and your visibility, and then with potential new, you know, collaborators
mm-hmm.
and clients and customers.
Yeah, I've had people like I lead constellation workshops in L.A. at the Gateway
mm-hmm.
where you'll be speaking as well. And a lot of people say, oh, I saw it here. I saw it there. It popped up here. A friend forwarded it to me. And here I am tonight. I never expected to be here, but it just, like, showed up today. And your event was tonight. So I came because I realized if five different ways of seeing this workshop came into my field, then I should be here to experience it. So I get
right.
a lot of last people who, you know, I try to schedule all my things. And do you recommend the other mailing lists like Constant Contact or what is it, MailChimp and all these other things? Because then you can put out a newsletter or a blog. And I want to make sure we talk about blogs because WordPress has made it so affordable. And, I mean, it's all automated. So all you have to do is put in the content and, boom, schedule it and put a nice picture. And it's out there.
Yeah.
So I think blogs are very important. Would you agree?
I'm so glad you brought that up because, you know, so many people rely on social media. Once they say, oh, I've got to get on it, they don't know what to do. But they forget about their own site. And WordPress, like you said, makes it easy to have what I call a blog site, which you really want
mm-hmm.
because it's where you bring people home because you don't own your Facebook. You don't own your Twitter account. You don't own your LinkedIn account. And who knows, they could shut you down at any time. But if you have, like you said, that MailChimp or Constant Contact or GetResponse or One Shopping Cart, Infusionsoft, one of those systems that you can put into place a way for people to say, yes, I want to stay in touch with you. Yes, I want whatever free content you're going to send me because you're awesome, then you are building that relationship, and then that is the power of social media. Like I said, you asked what was the value. It's driving people to your website, and then your website needs to do a really good job of attracting them to sign up for your list to stay in touch because they're not going to come back to your website unless you drive them back.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And one thing that's new even to me, and I've been at this for a while, is Tracy Repchuk, who's our speaker tomorrow night, about having a landing page. So
oh,
I'm
yeah.
learning as I go along as well, and I see how necessary that is now. And that's new to me, and I've been marketing and promoting on social networking for a couple of years. So there's always new stuff to learn and new angles to use to get it out there. So that's my next step.
Absolutely. And I'm so glad Tracy is speaking this month because, you know, you create that landing page and then we'll go optimize and tell you how to position yourself on social media so you can use that landing page to the optimum level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's great. And here I've been involved and I started hearing that and then I bought her book and, you know, to prep for her this week. And I just was amazed at the information I did know about social networking and marketing. So there's always stuff to learn. And I think, would your advice to people start somewhere, at least with a Facebook account?
Well,
just to get out
where I recommend people start is really doing three things. First, listen. You know, go to the different networks. You have to find out where your market is. If they're not on Facebook, no, don't start on Facebook. If they're on LinkedIn,
right.
start there. If they're on Twitter, start mm-hmm. there. So you have to go and, you know, what I call listen, or go and just observe who's where. And then when you decide where you need to be, get those accounts set up and do that professionally, do it right, have a good photo, and all the they're all going graphical now, so
yes.
you may need to invest a little bit in graphic design.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure your branding is all consistent with your website, your business card, and your social media, and
mm-hmm.
start giving. Once you're listening, you're knowing what people are responding, then you can start giving. The first rule of networking is give first, right? So what
mm-hmm.
do you give? You give solutions to common problems people have. So you have to know what the concerns are of your target market. And
mm-hmm.
then you also want to be engaging, you know. And I only recommend spending 15 minutes a day on this kind
mm-hmm.
of stuff. When you're engaging, you're asking questions, you're commenting on other people's posts, you're resharing or retweeting something from Facebook or Twitter, you're liking something LinkedIn or commenting on a group. And so that's my three keys to where you should start: listen, give, and engage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, there's been a lot of talk about your target market. Now, how do you recommend people find that out? I know where I do constellation work, we deal with invisible dynamics of consciousness, and also
mm-hmm.
it pertains to our family system. So in my case, I would assume my target market would be anyone who came from a family, but how would, say we have a novice person listening today, how would they find their target market or who they want to focus on with their social networking?
Well, I would say take a look at your business and who are your most fun clients and abundant
mm-hmm.
clients, you know, that are easy to say yes to your services. Who are they?
Mm-hmm.
Are they families in a specific region? I'm going to work with you on this in particular, and then hopefully it'll ask. Are they families in a certain region? Do they have children of a certain age? You know, are they
mm-hmm.
children who have left the nest? Are they children who are young? Are they families with, you know, elder care in them? What's going on in that family that has been the most enjoyable for you to work with and the most lucrative for you to work
mm-hmm.
with? And then let's go target those kind of people and see where
mm-hmm.
they are and say, okay, this is the people I love working with and who are the most, you know, going to bring in the most revenue. Doesn't mean you can't take other kinds of clients, you know, if there's a, you know, a family from Somalia that you want to work with and somehow they get to you, that's cool. That's very cool.
Right,
so,
exactly.
Mm-hmm. But if your market is mostly, you know, families in L.A. that have, you know, two kids, you know, getting ready for college, then that's what we want to focus in on. And so the college-bound kids are on Facebook, but the parents are also on Facebook because
right.
they're watching what their kid's doing, right? So,
right, exactly.
And then they might be professionals, so they might be on LinkedIn. They may or may not be on Twitter, so you figure out who your market is so that you know where to be. And to figure out your market, look at what your results are in your business. It's easier to capitalize on something that's already working than generate brand new. Like if you've never
mm-hmm.
worked with, you know, 16-year-old teenagers and that's your market, or parents of 16-year-old teenagers, then you know, and you've never worked with them, you don't know how to target them, you don't have a list of them anywhere, it's hard to generate that. Then you'll want to have a lot more money to start marketing. But go with something
mm-hmm.
you're familiar with and then expand from there.
Mm-hmm. Excellent, excellent. And just for any business, now what if somebody has products in their business too? Do you recommend they start to get on social media? Because I know it's kind of a taboo to sell
mm-hmm.
products. Is it better to use social media for services or to guide you to a product landing page or something?
Well, it doesn't matter what you're selling, whether it's a product or a service. You don't want to sell on social media. You want
mm-hmm.
to offer value. So if you have aromatherapy products, for example, or, you know, massage kit products
mm-hmm.
or, you know, just a widget of some sort, you
mm-hmm.
never sell the product, but you talk about what's related. If you have a hair care product, you talk about hairstyles and you give articles about, you know, proper hair care and nutrition for hair care and recipes for hair care. And before you know it, people want to know what are the best products for hair care, right? So,
right, exactly.
You know, every once in a while you might talk about a coupon or a special. That's fine. But too many of those direct selling messages are going to get you very low engagement. So, and also you can talk about motivation and inspiration. You know, if you have beautiful hair, if your mission is about helping people have beautiful hair, then, you know, it's about having a healthy self-esteem, and you can put quotes and images up and have a brand personality. Because social media is all about social. And if you were to walk into a networking group, you're not handing your hair care product out so much. Although people would like to have freebies, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But that only lasts about 2 minutes in a conversation. And social media is 24/7. Not that you need to have brand new content going up like 24/7, but something new every day would be great.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need to expand the realm of outside of just the product, but the brand lifestyle. Like, what are people who buy this product care about? What are they doing? Are they exposed to the sun all day? So you can give some suntan protection and sun protection tips and hair, sun protection for your hair tip. You know, see what I'm saying? That there's value. It's all about that wonderful word you brought up at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, excellent, excellent. And what are some of the common mistakes you see businesses make on social media?
Well, I do see sometimes too much selling, so that we just covered. But I would say the next one is inconsistency, you know, in two areas. One is in providing content, and the other is in responding. So if you don't – and the biggest mistake is not responding, especially to something negative. And I want, you know, people, business people today to welcome that negative response. Hopefully you don't get it, but if you do, welcome it, because it's an opportunity to publicly turn it around and make your company come out shining. You know, there's a huge opportunity there to do right, and then you know, I used to be in customer service, so it was my goal every day to turn our complaining customers into raving fans because of the service they received and the willingness to make things right by them that me as the company representative would do for them. So if you know, you can turn people around, and you can even ask them, what would it take to make this right with you? And I don't know that I'd do that publicly, but I would, you know, invite them to have an offline conversation so you can make it right by them. And just by saying that in a public forum, hey, we'd love to help you make this right by you, you know, I will private message you or send us private message us here or send inquire here for all your answers and we'll take good care of you, is just, you know, it's responsive. So be responsive, be consistent in both your messaging, your responses, and, you know, the timing, you know. So if you're, don't abandon your page on Facebook. A lot of people have a challenge with getting engagement, in particular on Facebook, and if it's a pay-to-play game, so I will, and this is pretty much new the last 6 months, if you're not paying for your social media visibility on Facebook, you're not going to get it, pretty much, if you're using a business page. So expecting that people are going to see it just because you're trying to see some engagement tips is not going to happen. So sometimes I don't even recommend business pages as the primary way to engage on Facebook, depending on what the business is.
Very interesting. Excellent. And how can people start, you know, get to the right start? Because a lot of people, if they haven't done this, it feels like monumental. Now, with your services, do you help people start on the process to formulate and get themselves out there bit by bit so they feel comfortable expanding? We have 2 minutes left, so I'd definitely love to hear about your businesses. We have a good 9 minutes left, so about your businesses and what you offer to people, so they'll have that.
Well, there's a tremendous opportunity out there, and it depends on where the person or business is at. So if you're a solo entrepreneur and you don't have a big budget for social media, what I realized is I could help those people through a training system. I created the Social Media Blast Off System. It's a course. It's a self-paced home study course mm-hmm. where you go into the membership training area and you go step by step through each of the networks. And I cover, there's seven networks covered, which is really, it's the most comprehensive social media training for business out there that I know mm-hmm. of that's reasonable and pretty thorough. And I'm highlighting the things that business owners, you know, I really make you think. So it's half how-to and half strategy. So
great.
You'll learn Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, Google+, Instagram, mm-hmm. and Pinterest. In fact, there's 3 hours on Pinterest training. And the Instagram is just a big a new overview. As time goes on, I'll probably add to that because Instagram is one of the most up-and-coming networks there is. And driving a lot of traffic, and so is Pinterest. But, you know, the biggies are Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and Google+ is very important for SEO. So that's a great place to start is the socialmediablastoff.com website.
Mm-hmm.
And go ahead and get the training. It will be going up in price, so it's a good time to get it now. And then if people want, you know, oftentimes people do have a little bit more of a budget and they want to work with me. So I have Done With You Solutions where I will work with you one-on-one and give you a customized strategy. And you can contact me on my website at transformtoday.com and just click on the Contact Us button and let me know what your question is and what you're looking for, and I'll be in touch with you. I'll probably send you a link to schedule an appointment to talk for 15 minutes about what your needs are and then see if it makes sense to go further from there. Mm. But social media is all about relationships, and that's why I love it, because before social media, I was in marketing. I didn't just come on the scene here. I have 22 plus years in marketing, and I believe wholeheartedly in the power of relationships for business. And I was coaching financial advisors, and I still do. I have a few financial advisor clients to this date, but I was coaching them in relationship-based marketing strategies before social media. So there's tons of them, and then I figured out and got trained and really immersed myself in the world of social media. How do you translate that online to build relationships online? And it's so powerful. My life has changed radically because of the relationships and connections I've made on social media, and my business has blossomed because of it. And now I'm passionate about helping other business owners thrive online. I have one other way I work with people. A co-founder and I started a company called the Social Buzz Club, and that's at socialbuzzclub.com. And so if you have that blog and that website really done well, if you're at the point, you know, where you get it, you're like, I'm creating content consistently, and you just need more influencers spreading the word about you, we developed this network of influencers who share content for each other across Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
Oh,
and it's gamified.
Fun.
Yeah, it's gamified, so it's fun, and people are, you know, building relationships between each other. We have a Facebook group as well, and that's socialbuzzclub.com, where you can – and again, it's this conscious business principle, give first, and then you will receive. So you share other people's content, and then you can submit your own content for sharing by other people. And we call that content amplification, and it's huge this year. It's huge. I mean, marketers, large brands are using influencers to share big brand content. Why not do it for the small brands?
Right, exactly. I mean, all the social media has changed the face of television. I just happened to catch a snippet of David Letterman on The View this morning when I was watching the news, and he said he cannot compete anymore on major network with the social media revolution. He said, I'm old school, and isn't it interesting how the landscape of media itself is changing with social networking?
Yeah.
And that's what's stupefying, because here television thought they had a near monopoly, and now we're finding social media making its effects known in the entertainment industry on a big scale. When you can affect whole networks of all of broadcasting with that, it shows you the power of social media. It's unbelievable.
It is, and it's so interesting you say that because just last month I connected with a local news anchor here in San Diego, and mm-hmm. she was at a social media conference, and I asked her, what are you doing at this conference, like as an attendee? And she says, you know what? I like social media. I realize it's adding, if I use it, it's adding to, you know, my fulfillment, basically, and my ability to do my job. So I interviewed her. And if you go to my blog at transformtoday.com, the current article that's up there right now, it probably will change by the time some people listen to this, but is all about how this news anchor is using social media right and combining mainstream media with social media to really truly connect. Because one of the things she said was like, you know, it's one thing to report the news and look, stare into a black box, the camera, but not get any feedback. It's another thing when she gets the feedback and actually can connect with the world
right.
and feel more connected and feel even more up to date and in touch with what's the heartbeat of what's really going on in news. So there's really a wonderful blending that hopefully you know, some people will embrace if they're continuing their career, if they're ending their career and they're not interested, that's cool too. It's
mm-hmm.
not for everyone. It's not for everyone, but there is a big majority taking to it. So, you know, if you want to go on that ride, join us because it's fun and it's a way to meet people around the world and even in your neighborhoods that you otherwise wouldn't have met.
Right. Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I'm going to put all your information on our live link here that I'm going to put on social media, my Twitter, Facebook, and everything here with all my groups. Is there anything you'd like to close with where we have about 2 minutes left? I'm going to type out your websites and your correct phone number there that you gave me so people will
sure.
be able to contact you there through my social media, which I help and support people to get their message out there, and especially a fellow Holistic Chamber member who's going to be our speaker in June. So I'm thrilled to do this for you in light of your forthcoming lecture in Los Angeles here at the Gateway next month on June 11th.
I'm so excited about it, and I would just say that people can, you know, connect with me on Facebook. My personal account is almost filled up with friends, so I would like to invite people to join me on my Facebook page at
sure,
Facebook.
And what's that?
Facebook.com/CoachLauraR. Coach Laura R.
Okay.
And that would be the URL because everybody misspells my name. So
right,
just go to Facebook.com/CoachLauraR. And if you have questions, you can, you know, private message me on the page or you can put it on the page. It may take me, you know, a few days to get back to it, but I am mm-hmm. here. Or just go to Transform Today if you really have an urgent need and contact me through the contact form there, and that's probably the faster
great.
Way. But if you want to engage with me on my page, great. And on my page, I'll be posting things, you know, that are really useful. Also, I'm Coach Laura on Twitter, and I mm-hmm. post a lot of useful links to all kinds of social media and business content, as well as interesting content. I'm a little bit of a foodie and health conscious kind of person.
Oh, yeah.
So you'll see all kinds of content from me, but a lot of good social media business marketing tips there.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I will get this out there everywhere as well on my networks. Plus, I'll
thank
make
you.
Sure, yeah, we connect. So I think it's just been wonderful to speak to you. I look forward to seeing you again. We met in Detroit originally, so
mm-hmm.
the Media Boot Camp. So I'm thrilled to support you on the West Coast here. And,
yay.
Of course, of our network at the Holistic Chamber of Commerce, which is a great group of people. Now we're in 45 states as of this month, so it's really expanding quickly. And what better way to help that expansion through social media, network, and marketing here.
I love it. So thanks for having me on the show, and we'll
absolutely.
See you in L.A.
It's wonderful. And I'll put all your websites and the correct phone number. You, the 619-940-6569 is the best way to reach
that's
you if
great.
Anyone would like to call.
It is.
Okay, excellent. So I will have this up in a few minutes on social networking. Speak of the devil here as soon as we're done. So feel free to share it. And I thank you so much. This is Gary Stewart at Conscious Connection. And guest today is Laura Rubenstein, and it's just fantastic to speak about conscious social media for business, and she's demystified it and made it easy for you to grasp, and her services are wonderful, so I'll have the contact information and website so you can link to her directly from my social networks when I start sharing this in a few minutes. Thank you so much, Laura. It's absolutely wonderful, and I'll see you in a few weeks.
Terrific. Thank you, Gary.
Okay, my pleasure, and namaste to our listeners. Till next time, this is Gary Stewart of Conscious Connection, and I will speak to you later. Bye-bye.